Module 6. What do you need to make olive oil? Unit 12. Establishing and maintaining an olive grove. Activity 6.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here to give you some hands-on knowledge on how to establish and maintain a productive olive grove. I work for Olint, a large nursery in the olive plant sector. I understand that you have learned about site selection and the climate requirements for olive plants. It is generally believed that olives can grow in dry land conditions. This is not completely true. In fact, to produce commercially viable crops, olives need to have adequate amounts of water, especially during the growing stages. When trees are affected by water stress in winter and spring, the flowering capacity is greatly reduced, and in many cases, those trees do not flower at all. Scientific evidence clearly shows that yields are directly related to supplementary irrigation. This means that the more water applied, the higher the yield. However, it is also true that excess water can damage the root system. It is therefore important to monitor soil moisture levels to maintain the correct balance.
Activity 7.
Now, let's look at the information collected over the years in the region where I live and work. In the first column of the table, you see the year. In the second one, rainfall in millimeters, and in the last one, the harvest outcomes. From September 2012 to January 2013, we had 606 millimeters of rainfall with an even spread. The harvest was very good. From September 2013 to January 2014, we had 411 millimeters of rainfall, with 213 of that in January alone. The harvest was poor. From September 2014 to January 2015, we had 271 millimeters of rainfall, with 177 falling in November. The harvest again was very poor. Finally, from September 2015 to January 2016, we had 516 millimeters of rainfall with 213 in December. The harvest was reasonable.